It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is, I believe, in the country of Switzerland. Is that correct?
That's correct, Jill. Yes, back to Switzerland and with a few topics today about the northern countries of Europe. I thought it would be interesting to talk about the last election in Norway. It's a small country, but it's a very important one in terms of oil export. And the after 8 years of conservative government under Erna Solberg, the opposition Labour Party has won the general election. It's a very meaningful win because on one hand it shows a general tendency in the northern countries to go to a more center-left leadership. And on the other hand, it's also interesting because the reasons for this shift are very often, if not the same, very similar. And show that there are certain changes taking place in Europe, but also elsewhere. The new leader name is called Jonas Gahr Støre. He's very happy, of course, about his. The result of the election, and he promised to lead the country into a different direction. So you will ask me, of course, but what kind of direction are we talking about? And that's exactly what my point was. It's about climate changes, and we know that this is a global topic. And more specifically, it's to Norway, it's the oil industry. This is not a detail, as it is 40% of their exports is linked to the oil industry. Now, the question will be, of course, how do you bring that down or even, according the Green Party, completely eliminate that part. It's also obviously linked to their wealth and why Norway is financially doing pretty well. But there are also, of course, the arguments about oil firms being pushed in a way by the new developments to go into more green technologies and develop technologies that until now were dismissed, but that are today wanted by apparently a large majority. It's also worth noting, for example, that Norway is Europe's second biggest oil producer after Russia. So that shows really the importance of the oil industry in Norway. It is also worth noting that center-left parties are right now leading the Nordic countries. So this is definitely a direction that northern countries are taking, but also if we look, for example, at what's happening right now also in Germany, the elections are now very close, and we can already see, according to polls, which are not always right, but we can see that there is also apparently the desire to the wish to change to change direction. And according to the last polls, the center-left parties have in Germany as well a very, very good chance to go ahead after the long leadership of Angela Merkel, Chancellor, and her conservative party. That leads me also very naturally to France, because France is also getting ready for challenging Macron, the actual president. And Anne Hidalgo, who is the socialist mayor of Paris, has just announced a bid for the French presidency. She's very liked. She's very liked as a mayor in Paris, because she has been also pushing her green ideas, like, for example, lowering the amount of cars in Paris and increasing bike lanes, and basically working on a very green agenda, which in her opinion, and in the opinion also of the future leader of Norway, is a way to create new jobs in terms of environmental new technologies. She presents herself as the daughter of immigrants, who was lucky to study and become who she is today. And while nobody really knows if she will be facing Macron, she is definitely a very liked personality in the French political landscape. What seemed to be a very likely case, though, is that Macron will face Marine Le Pen, as everybody knows, leader of the French extreme right, and who is these days working very much on anti-immigration feelings, talking about certain parts of France being Talibanized, as she says, and counting actually also on the opponents to Macron's health pass, green pass, arguing that she's not against vaccines but believe in vaccine freedom. But by doing so, she definitely gathers the sympathy of most extreme right French people. So as you can see, a lot is happening in Europe. If we look now at the successes in Northern Europe, it's more like a center-left, which is definitely not very extreme, but is actually extremely centered on climate changes. It seems like this is the one, let's put it this way, one of the biggest worry of the diverse population in Europe, and definitely among the first worries of the new generation, and that include also Generation Z.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.